Dr. Ronald Swatsina, director and chief scientist of the Houston Neuroscience Brain Center, inspired our clinician detective series. In his Association for Applied Psychophysiology and Biofeedback, APB, distinguished scientist address, he reminded his audience that the DSM-5 requires that general medical conditions be systematically ruled out before assigning a psychiatric diagnosis to ensure diagnostic validity and appropriate treatment planning. He argued that in abrupt onset and refractory cases, e.g. biomarkers should challenge neurofeedback providers and their medical colleagues to become detectives to identify its causes. This collaborative approach allows each professional to contribute to assessment while staying in their lane. Diffuse slowing, characterized by generalized slowing of brainwave activity on electroencephalography, e.g., frequently indicates cortical dysfunction and is prevalent among psychiatric patients, particularly those with refractory conditions or abrupt onset psychiatric symptoms. Unlike focal slowing, which is confined to a single lobe, diffuse slowing reflects a global disturbance of cortical-subcortical coupling and is therefore considered a biomarker of cerebral dysfunction rather than a discrete lesion, Swatsina et al., 2024, Yamada and Meng, 2018. Diffuse slowing graphic courtesy of Dr. Swatsina. Caption, encephalopathy, 13-year-old male lead toxicity, generalized mild slow pattern consistent with metabolic, toxic or anoxic encephalopathy. Pathophysiologically, the phenomenon emerges when thalamocortical relay loops lose their usual alpha frequency resonance, metabolic insults, hypoxic injury, or toxic encephalopathies depress neuronal resting potentials and favor low frequency oscillations, Brenner, 2021. Animal models confirm that moderate extracellular glucose or oxygen reductions prolong postsynaptic inhibitory currents, shifting network oscillations from alpha toward delta. Clinically, the posterior dominant rhythm, PDR, falls below 8 Hz, and reactivity to eye opening or mental arithmetic is often blunted. Prognostically, large electronic health record cohorts indicate that an EEG impression of diffuse slowing doubles the 30-day mortality rate of inpatients independent of Glasgow Coma Scale, age, or comorbidity, Gaspard et al., 2019. In psychiatric outpatients, routine screening of medication-refractory cases shows diffuse slowing or its clinical surrogate, encephalopathy, EN, in roughly 11% of adults and 14% of children, Swatsina et al., 2024. Morphology and misinterpretation in standard practice. Classical morphology consists of polymorphic delta replacing the alpha baseline, but busy electroencephalographers routinely conflate three subphenotypes. First, waxing and waning frontal delta typifies hepatic or uremic encephalopathy and often co-occurs with asterixis. Second, a theta-delta fusion pattern with a slowed, 6 to 7 Hz, PDR commonly follows diffuse axonal injury. Third, low-voltage mixed theta may mimic drug sedation when benzodiazepine-induced beta overrides the slow background, masking it from visual inspection, Bennett and Hussein, 2022. Many abnormalities seen in the EEG are considered normal variants in the general population. However, minor abnormalities are important when clinical correlation exists, Swatsina et al., 2014. Inter-rater studies among community neurologists reveal kappa is almost equal to 0.46 for recognizing diffuse slowing, versus kappa greater than 0.80 once quantitative background spectra are superimposed, Grant et al., 2020. Underreporting is compounded by high-pass filters set at 1 Hz, which attenuate pathologic delta. The International League Against Epilepsies, ILEES, 2023 guideline therefore recommends adding a low-frequency display down to 0.1 Hz and employing both bipolar and Laplacian montages when encephalopathy is suspected. Misinterpretation carries tangible risk. Psychiatric patients whose diffuse slowing is dismissed as nonspecific may receive additional dopamine-blocking agents, worsening catatonic or confusional states. Conversely, labeling age-related alpha slowing as encephalopathy may trigger unnecessary metabolic workups. Structured narrative reporting, discussed later, can mitigate these errors. Anatomical localization and behavioral expression. Although labeled diffuse, slowing often demonstrates amplitude gradients that hint at underlying circuitry failure. Frontal predominant patterns correlate with dysexecutive behaviors, apathy, and impulse control deficits, reflecting frontostriatal hypoactivation. Comparatively, posterior dominant slowing associates with visuospatial neglect or alexithymia, implicating posterior parietal and occipitotemporal hubs. Source localization studies using Eslereta reveal maximal current density within midline thalamus and precuneus, regions integral to the default mode network, DMN. Dampening of DMN hubs predicts impaired self-referential processing and ruminative depression. Parallel magnetoencephalography work links global delta synchrony to reduced vigilance and psychomotor retardation, Rios and Souza, 2020. These behavioral correlations underscore the value of topographic descriptions in EEG narratives. Noting a delta mantle frontally, for example, alerts the psychiatrist to anticipate executive dysfunction and design compensatory strategies. State dependence and the limitations of routine EEG. Diffuse slowing is profoundly state-dependent. May produce normal waking EEG but reveal slowing after sleep deprivation or during hyperventilation. Conversely, sedatives can induce pseudo-slowing. Routine 20-minute EEGs, therefore, have limited sensitivity. Capture rates for mild encephalopathy range from 40 to 60%, rising to 80% with extended monitoring or activation procedures, Brenner, 2021. Furthermore, scalp-recorded delta can arise from extracerebral artifacts like sweat or drowsiness. Experienced technologists use impedance-controlled electrodes, maintain room temperature, and document patient vigilance to reduce false positives. Quantitative EEG, QEG, aids detection by displaying absolute and relative power maps. However, automated classifiers trained on pediatric datasets often underperform in geriatric subjects because age-adjusted Z-scores for slow activity differ markedly across the lifespan. The Houston series, therefore, relies on raw data review in tandem with QEG, not in lieu of it, Swatsina et al., 2015. Educational gaps and the role of the neurologist. Most neurology residencies devote 15H to EEG outside epilepsy. Consequently, psychiatric referrals bearing normal EEG reports often mask clinically relevant slowing. Continuing medical education audits show that after a single workshop on encephalopathy patterns, neurologists' sensitivity for diffuse slowing improved from 52% to 81%, Grant et al., 2020. Neurologists also underappreciate behavioral sequelae of diffuse slowing, whereas psychiatrists may be unaware of its medical implications. Cross-disciplinary case conferences correct these blind spots. At the Houston Neuroscience Brain Center, every refractory psychiatric EEG is co-reviewed by a neuropsychiatrist and an EEG-certified neurologist, yielding higher interdisciplinary concordance and more targeted workups. Regulatory bodies could mandate explicit comments on background frequencies and reactivity, akin to required statements on epileptiform activity, thereby standardizing education and reporting. Toward functional and narrative EEG reporting. Functional reporting embeds EEG findings within the patient's clinical narrative. A template might read, generalized polymorphic delta 2 to 3 Hz, maximal frontally, unreactive to eye opening, consistent with metabolic or toxic encephalopathy. Correlates with patient's fluctuating attention and psychomotor slowing, recommend metabolic panel, liver function tests, and review of psychotropics with anticholinergic burden. Such prose contrasts with legacy dictations, diffuse slowing, clinical correlation, and equips non-neurologists to act. Implementation at the Houston Neuroscience Brain Center reduced average time to metabolic workup from 14 to 4 days and curtailed polypharmacy escalation, Swatsina et al., 2024. Digital reporting platforms can auto-populate narrative elements using structured checkboxes for rhythm frequency, symmetry, and reactivity, ensuring completeness while preserving readability. Prevalence across diagnostic categories. In Swatsina's 1,233 patient series of medication refractory cases, encephalopathy/diffuse slowing appeared in 10.9% of adults, 7.3% of adolescents, and 14.2% of children, overall 11%. Rates vary by diagnostic group, 22% in autism spectrum disorder, ASD, and 19% in mood disorders, compared with 6% in primary anxiety. Population-based studies using the Rochester Epidemiology Project report a 1.5% lifetime prevalence of diffuse slowing in community controls, underscoring its enrichment in clinical psychiatry, Shah et al., 2019. In inpatient delirium, prevalence approaches 70%, whereas in chronic schizophrenia the figure is 15%. Differences likely reflect underlying medical burden and psychotropic exposure. Recognition of these base rates aids Bayesian reasoning, a finding rare in controls but common in a given subgroup merits heightened diagnostic scrutiny. Cognitive and behavioral manifestations. Diffuse slowing predicts impairments in processing speed, working memory, and sustained attention. Neuropsychological batteries reveal 1-2 SD deficits on trail-making test parts A and B, mirroring the deceleration of cortical rhythms. Patients often describe brain fog, lethargy, or difficulty multitasking. Behaviorally, children may present with ADHD-like inattention but fail stimulants. Adults report executive dysfunction and emotional lability misdiagnosed as borderline personality. Diffuse slowing thus masquerades as primary psychiatric pathology, leading to repeated medication trials without benefit. Longitudinal data show that resolution of slowing, whether through treatment of sleep apnea, thyroid replacement, or abstinence from neurotoxins, parallels cognitive recovery, supporting a causal link, Gaspard et al., 2019. Each EEG biomarker suggests underlying brain dysregulation, which may explain why prior medication attempts have failed, Swatsina et al., 2024. Topographic distribution and symptom profiles. While globally distributed, amplitude often peaks in specific regions, creating symptom clusters. Frontal maxima correlate with impulsivity and disinhibition, temporolimbic dominance aligns with emotional dysregulation and deja vu phenomena, parietal peaks evoke constructional apraxia. QEG topomaps facilitate visualization, heat map mantles of delta exceeding plus 2SD highlight cortical areas most affected. Clinicians can align these with symptom diaries to track treatment response, Rios and Souza, 2020. Understanding topography refines treatment, e.g., targeting RTMS to the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex and frontal predominant slowing may prove futile until underlying metabolic factors are corrected. Case identification and misdiagnosis. Failure to recognize diffuse slowing contributes to diagnostic cascade. In the Houston Neuroscience Brain Center archive, 6.25% association between DSM-5 diagnosis and EEG biomarkers suggests conventional labels poorly capture neurophysiological heterogeneity, Swatsina et al., 2015. Common misdiagnoses include treatment-resistant depression, actually hypothyroid encephalopathy, and refractory ADHD, secondary to sleep-disordered breathing. Integrating EEG early prevents medication stacking and guides targeted investigations. Detection techniques and methodological limitations. Standard 10-20 EEG with high-pass filter at 1 Hz detects most moderate to severe slowing. For subtle cases, slow-frequency enhanced montages, 0.1 Hz cutoff, and higher gain improve visibility. Laplacian derivations accentuate local delta generators against diffuse background. Artifact rejection is crucial. Sweat artifact produces rhythmic slow waves but shows electro-time-locked phase reversals. Eye movement artifacts localize frontally, placing electrooculograms aids differentiation. Continuous EEG, SIG, in ICU settings uncover cyclical slowing linked to hepatic flap or neuroglycopenia, phenomena often missed on routine EEG. Bridging the interpretive gap, rethinking the role of the neurologist in psychiatric EEG. Given the psychiatric impact of diffuse slowing, neurologists should transcend rule-out seizure mentalities and adopt a consultative stance. Embedding neurologists within psychiatric services either physically or via teleneurophysiology expedites interpretation and educates teams on management algorithms. Joint rounds reviewing EEGs, MRI, labs, and clinical course reinforce pattern recognition and foster a shared language. Reimbursement frameworks now allow interspecialty e-consults, removing financial barriers to such collaboration. differential diagnosis and pathophysiology. Key differentials include metabolic encephalopathy, hepatic, renal, thyroid, toxic exposure, heavy metals, solvents, hypoxic ischemic injury, inflammatory conditions, autoimmune encephalitis, and degenerative dementias. Pathophysiologically, diffuse slowing represents reduced cholinergic thalamocortical drive, mitochondrial dysfunction, and increased GABAergic tone mechanisms targeted by therapies such as acetylcholinesterase inhibitors or thiamine in Wernicke encephalopathy. Identifying reversible causes is paramount. Inappropriate antipsychotic escalation in hepatic encephalopathy, for instance, portends worse outcomes. Association with neurodevelopmental disorders. Autism spectrum disorder, ASD, exhibits elevated rates of diffuse slowing, up to 30% in some pediatric cohorts, alongside focal slowing in beta spindles, Swatsina et al., 2024. The slowing often coexists with language regression and sensory hyperresponsiveness, suggesting disrupted long-range connectivity. In ADHD, a minority subgroup shows posterior slowing and reduced beta/alpha ratio, paralleling deficits in time estimation and alertness. Targeted neuromodulation, theta/beta uptraining, may normalize rhythms and behavior. Implications for pharmacological treatment. Psychotropics exert diffuse actions, medications that further dampen cortical firing, e.g., benzodiazepines, high-dose antipsychotics, aggravate slowing. SSRIs in the presence of beta spindles precipitate akathisia, while stimulants in encephalopathy provoke agitation rather than focus, Swatsina et al., 2025. Treatment should prioritize metabolic correction, toxin removal, anti-inflammatory strategies, or mitochondrial support. When psychotropics are necessary, agents with procognitive or activating profiles, modafinil, vortioxetine, are preferable. Neurofeedback and neuromodulation. Neurofeedback protocols aim to suppress excessive delta/theta while enhancing sensorimotor rhythm, 12 to 15 Hz, or low beta. Randomized trials in mild cognitive impairment show 10 to 12% increases in P3 amplitude and commensurate executive gains after 20 sessions, Garcia Pimenta et al., 2022. Transcranial direct current stimulation, TDCS, on ODAL over the left DLPFC reduces delta power and improves processing speed in post-stroke encephalopathy. Closed-loop audiovisual entrainment at 10 Hz likewise accelerates PDR recovery. Predictive value and longitudinal outcomes. Baseline diffuse slowing predicts poorer response to ECT in severe depression but identifies patients who benefit disproportionately from cholinesterase augmentation. In pediatric cohorts, persistence of slowing over 18 months correlates with academic underachievement and emotional dysregulation. Conversely, resolution of slowing at six-month follow-up independently forecasts functional remission, underscoring its utility as a biomarker for treatment monitoring. Relevance to precision psychiatry and clinical integration. Precision psychiatry seeks biologically informed subtyping. Incorporating diffuse slowing alongside genomic and imaging markers enhances prediction models for treatment resistance. Machine learning algorithms weighting EEG features alongside clinical variables achieve 78% accuracy in forecasting SSRI non-response versus 64% without EEG, Rios and Souza, 2020. Routine psychiatric intakes could include brief EEGs analogous to ECGs in cardiology, enabling earlier detection and personalized care paths. Structured diagnostic checklist for diffuse slowing. 1. Clinical context, acute cognitive change, refractory symptoms, unusual onset age. 2. EEG acquisition, low frequency filter less than or equal to 0.3 Hz, bipolar plus Laplacian montages, wakefulness and drowsiness epochs. 3. Background rhythm, PDR 8 Hz or absent, symmetry, reactivity. 4. Slow wave morphology, polymorphic delta/theta, waxing and waning pattern, frontal versus posterior gradient. 5. Artifact exclusion, sweat, movement, eye blinks. 6. Activation effects, hyperventilation, photic stimulation. 7. Topography, amplitude maxima, correlate with symptoms. 8. Recommendations, metabolic panel, imaging, medication review, sleep study if warranted. Illustrative case study, Elena, a diagnostic turning point. Elena, a 17-year-old, had 4 years of treatment-resistant depression, inattention, and daytime fatigue despite trials of 2 SSRIs, 2 atypical antipsychotics, and 2 stimulants. History revealed loud snoring, witnessed apneas, weight gain, and a family history of thyroid disease and obstructive sleep apnea, OSA. A low-frequency, enhanced EEG showed diffuse 2 to 3 Hz delta mantle, with no posterior dominant rhythm findings that pointed to metabolic or hypoxic encephalopathy rather than a primary mood disorder, Swatsina et al., 2024. Targeted testing confirmed severe OSA, AHI equals 47 events/hour, and subclinical hypothyroidism, TSH equals 9.2 mEO/L, free T4 equals 0.6 ing/dL. Brain MRI was normal. Treatment consisted of nightly auto-titrating CPAP and an increase in levothyroxine from 50 g to 75 g daily. Within 3 months her EEG returned to normal, 10 Hz posterior rhythm, her PHQ-9 dropped from 21 to 4, her Connor CPT-3 omission rate fell below the 40th percentile, and all psychotropic medications were discontinued. At 12-month follow-up she remained euthyroid, used CPAP more than 6 hours per night, and was symptom-free. Key lessons. 1. Diffuse EEG slowing in psychiatric patients should prompt a focused medical evaluation, especially for sleep and endocrine disorders. 2. Correcting OSA and hypothyroidism can normalize EEG patterns and cognitive function, often eliminating the need for additional psychotropic drugs. 3. Narrative EEG reports that link waveform abnormalities to potential systemic causes support precision treatment and prevent medication cascades. Conclusion. Diffuse slowing is more than an incidental EEG footnote, it is a clinically actionable biomarker signaling global cerebral dysfunction. Proper recognition requires technical diligence, nuanced morphology interpretation, and integration into a patient's behavioral narrative. When identified early, diffuse slowing redirects diagnostic pathways, curbs inappropriate psychopharmacology, and guides effective neuromodulatory or metabolic interventions, anchoring the promise of precision psychiatry. Key takeaways. 1. Diffuse slowing reflects widespread cortical, subcortical dysfunction and predicts adverse outcomes. 2. Underrecognition stems from technical settings, masking beta activity, and educational gaps. 3. Narrative EEG reports linking morphology to behavior improve clinical translation. 4. Prevalence in refractory psychiatric populations approaches 11%, with higher rates in ASD and mood disorders. 5. Treating underlying metabolic, toxic, or hypoxic factors often reverses slowing and restores cognitive function.